Second hour of this October 30th, 2022. Chris Steiner here with you. And the site is theliberationstation.com, also streaming live on Facebook. I shared the link over the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page, facebook.com/republicbroadcasting, and originating at facebook.com/wearechangetampa. And, of course, originating, syndicated by Republic Broadcasting Network. Sam in the control room making it sound so good. Please donate for the going on and growing of the network. This, not just a great radio network, but a very unique community of very educated folks with unique experience, skeptical folks who call in and aren't afraid to speak their minds. Now, your calls are welcome, 512-248-8252, that's 512-248-8252, and toll-free, 800-313-9443, that's 800-313-9443. Please don't call that number unless your calling plan does not allow you to use the toll number, 512-248-8252. And getting back to this article from the Defender magazine over at childrenshealthdefense.org, and finding my spot again, as it's kind of hard to read the title and bookmark your spot. The article is, and I'll put it up on the screen once again here for the Facebook Live viewers, entitled Global Excess Mortality Rates, Where's the Investigation? September 21st, 2022 by Rob Burkert, PhD. And picking up, if only it were that simple, meaning, let me back, I should just go back up for context. The fact that this metric of the comparing the mortality of the last five non-crisis years, mentioned in the previous paragraph, fact that this metric doesn't get affected by things like how or why COVID-19 deaths are recorded on death certificates, and it is specific to the particular demographics and age structure of the country in question, has led to it becoming widely regarded as a robust marker, even a gold standard for assessing the impact of the COVID-19 crisis. And again, as I mentioned before the break, the reference is the study at published Sage Journal, September 10th, 2020, Excess Mortality, the Gold Standard in Measuring the Impact of COVID-19 Worldwide. And backing up a little bit earlier to reference on excess mortality being widely recognized as one of the most important markers of crisis-related changes in mortality is the Dr. Joseph Mercola article, What is the Cause of Increased Mortality Rates? September 2nd, 2022. Emerging statistics on excess mortality rates paint an alarming picture. Far more people died in 2021 after the rollout of the COVID-19 shots and in 2022 than during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. And I'm going to interject myself before I pick up this article again. Well, maybe I should wait till the end of the article here to point out three other articles that I dug up, and showing that we've known since January of this year that going back to October 2021 that we've seen, I'll just mention the other article from Children's Health Defense also, death certificate data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show excess deaths increased by more than 40% among Americans 18 to 49 years old during a 12-month period ending in October of 2021, and that COVID caused only about 42% of those deaths. by Seth Hancock, Children's Health Defense, January 2022. Just to make the point that this has been known for quite a while, this data and the continuing trend. Show that article I just mentioned up on the screen before we move on. There we go. And then another article is from just about 2 months ago, September 2nd, 2021. A closer look at U.S. 2020 mortality data by Manfred Horst over at the Brownstone Institute. Show that up on the screen briefly. And third and last article on this, I'm interjecting before I pick it up again, is global excess mortality rates. That is the one that I am now reading. Okay. there were some others. Let me briefly check my other notes that I have open here and pick up the article here. I'll just note that one American insurance company mortality for 25 years old and older started rising sharply in about March of 2020. So that's another old data point showing this trend. And there's also data that other countries have had big rises in all-cause mortality, too. Let's see if I'll put this one up on screen. From Children's Health Defense, 40% rise nationwide in excess deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds, CDC data show, dated January 20th, 2022. Death certificate data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show excess deaths increased by more than 40% among Americans 18 to 49 years old during a 12-month period ending in October of 2021, and that COVID caused only about 42% of those deaths. I think I mentioned that. I did. Yes, I did. Sorry, folks. I don't have all my notes ready, and sometimes I just throw up a link on the screen because I didn't complete entering my notes, putting the title in there. So if COVID shots work, then why this high rise in mortality, according to One America and other life insurance companies? And I think Lincoln International was another one. We'll just pick up the article again over at Children's Health Defense. Just a moment. Okay, continuing on. If only it were that simple. So, as I mentioned earlier, the method for trying to determine the cause of the increased rates of all death mortality, all causes mortality. Continuing. Different countries report their own data at different frequencies or not at all. Different groups of researchers also use different statistical methods and parameters to derive excess mortality, these often not being reported in sufficient detail to really understand how they've come up with their numbers, thus failing in the important scientific report principle that says that other scientists should be able to reproduce the same results with the same data. Something that particularly bugs me is that those reporting excess mortality fail to explain exactly where and how they source their non-crisis comparator data, as German scientists Christoph Kubander and Matthias Reitzner rightly indicate in their recent preprint study of excess deaths in Germany between 2020 and 2022, discussed below. And that study show on the screen entitled Excess Mortality in Germany 2020-2022, August, and this is published August of 2022 over at ResearchGate, or it's linked over at ResearchGate, anyhow, being a preprint study. Continuing the article, and quoting from the study, quote, while the number of observed all-cause deaths is a fixed and clearly defined number, the estimation of the usually expected deaths is relatively complex and entails several choices of mathematical models and parameters in which can lead to large differences in the estimated values, end quote. So, like all statistics, excess mortality data may still mislead. But before we throw this metric in the nearest recycling bin, let's pay homage to another scientific principle. That is, especially when uncertainty abounds. Yep, that's us on this issue, folks. Reserving any conclusions until the totality of available evidence has been assessed. This, in essence, means not cherry-picking your data, and instead looking at all plausible data and analysis, interpreting it, and only then drawing conclusions from it. This is why I implied earlier that it's now becoming very difficult to hide the fact that something ominous is going on with all-cause or excess mortality. We know now from multiple sources that official data from different countries that COVID-19-related deaths aren't much of an issue at present, such as the lack of virulence of the circulating Omicron strain. Something that might change given the selection pressure that is likely to ensure as more people opt for genetic vaccination this autumn. And references the article on the Omicron strain, showing that up on the screen. I'm not going to spend the time to read some of these references. And on selection pressure, again, from the Alliance for Natural Health International, speaking naturally with Geert, Dr. Geert Van den Bosch, March 24th, 2021. And to this day, I'm going to add that he's been harping on the same selection pressure that the leaky COVID shots, and he called, I mean, according to him, I think that they're not leaky. They're intended to lower your immunity and result in you getting COVID and other all sorts of other infections, bacterial, viral, fungal, and cancers. From the news reports I've seen, all the reports, and some studies even. Let's continue now that Defender Magazine Children's Health Defense article. Continuing, bear in mind, even these quote-unquote COVID-19 deaths, as tracked globally through our world in data, see figure one, which I'll show in a moment up on the screen, have often substantially overestimated deaths because COVID-19 was in the majority of occasions not found to be the primary cause of death. Rather, it was only associated with deaths having been determined by way of a flawed PCR test within, say, 1 month of death. Yes, someone killed in a motorcycle accident who died 27 days after having received a false positive COVID-19 antigen test would be down in the official record as a COVID-19 death. Showing this graph up on the screen, daily new confirmed COVID-19 deaths per million people, 7-day rolling average, due to varying protocols and challenges in the attribution of the cause of death, the number of confirmed deaths may not accurately represent the true number of deaths caused by COVID-19. And it shows the various countries from March 1st, 2020 through September 12th, 2022, US, UK, Germany, Canada, Italy, Israel, France, and India. And it really spiked just about mid-February 2021. And then again, maybe around January, February, because they don't put markers on this graph, January, February of 2022. And I'll just continue up on this article here, show the next graph up on the screen in a moment, and get to the next clip after this article. Continuing, though, the following are five, title is Multiple Sources All Pointing to an Unexpected Rise in Deaths in 2022. The following are five important sources that include country-specific, region-specific, and global data that most reputable scientists, in ever more tricky characterization, I believe would regard as being of high quality and approaching the, quote, totality of evidence, end quote, threshold, that we think paint a fairly complete picture of the excess death paradox we currently face. One, excess mortality data for England from the Office for Health Improvement and Disparities. The UK, the first thing to note is the relative increase in excess mortality over the three successive summers. Graph up on the screen. Drops every July of last three Julys, 2020, 21, and 22. In this graph, excess mortality in England, all persons from March 27th, 2020 through August 19th, 2022. And it really spikes, it oscillates in 6 month periods. But the winter of 2021 was really the highest. I'm just having explained this for the radio audience. You can't see the graphs on the screen. So I shall now continue. And this this graph, by the way, is the red notations added by the author of this article. And methodology is given in a link in the second paragraph of the introduction in the above document. It's all linked up here in this article. And continuing again, more than this, when you explore the data from this Office for Health Improvement and Disparity source, you find that some of the biggest excesses compared with expected deaths have occurred in the two youngest age groups, ages 0 to 24 years and 25 to 49. Not only that, there are a few differences in death according to the level of deprivation, which might have been caused by inadequate or poor quality diets or lifestyle effects. Ethnicities also had an influence, with white and mixed ethnicities being most impacted, while black and Asian ethnicities were least affected. I'll add here, at least at the beginning of the COVID shot rollout, even before the COVID shot rollout, according to, I remember, polls, it was around 80% of blacks would not take the COVID shot. So I hope that statistic has held for their sake. And now in recent news, we see that it's reported that whites are dying at higher rates per capita than blacks. So apparently, kudos to the blacks who are vaccine hesitant or resistant, I should say. The refusers. I think that's the explanation that the slave stream news is missing. Continuing the article, this pattern, whether or not it is coincidental, follows the pattern of COVID-19, quote-unquote, vaccine uptake, Johnson's government pushing hard but ineffectually to get black and Asian ethnicities to be less, quote-unquote, hesitant. There were also some differences in region, and it's of interest that low COVID-19 vaccine uptake in highly polluted London had the lowest excess mortality of any of the regions. Two, excess mortality from Germany, 2020 through 22. In their ResearchGate preprint analyzing excess mortality in Germany between 2020 and 2022, Christoph Kuhnbander, University of Regensburg, and Matthias Reitzner, University of Osnabrück, have applied actuarial science to get to the bottom of the excess mortality figures in Germany. And showing these references up on the screen briefly, excess mortality in Germany 2020 through 2022, dated August 2022, by, again, Christoph Kuhnbander and Matthias Reitzner, published at ResearchGate. And other reference is excess mortality in Germany 2020-22. I'm not sure if they or I clicked on the posted the same link or I did that. So double check real quick here. At least the second link. COVID vaccines linked to excess deaths in Germany. Where's the investigation? And over the Defender magazine, Children's Self-Defense, an analysis by two German university professors of government data implicates COVID-19 vaccination as a factor in excess deaths in Germany. However, public health officials in Germany, the U.S., and elsewhere continue to ignore safety signals by Josh Mitteldorf, Ph.D., September 8th, 2022. Oh, gosh. Facebook Live went down, obviously, apparently. We'll pick this up here when we get back on Liberation Station Radio Show. Please stay tuned. Never said a word.
but I'm asking why. It won't be long. No, no, no.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
And I'm back here, Chris Steiner, with you, Liberation Station Radio Show. And instead of picking up this article, which is quite lengthy, we'll take Bobby in Florida. Good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I called you a few months ago when I had a really bad respiratory infection, and you helped me with that. You told me to keep nebulizing every day, five times a day, and I knocked the thing out. But my girlfriend had it. She's got it again, and she's had it for like 3 weeks. First, she thought she had the flu, and I said, look, don't go to the emergency room. She went there. I said, tell them you've already been vaccinated because they're gonna try to test you and stick things up your nose. Don't do any of that. So that's what they asked her, and they said, you just have the flu. Well, it's not the flu. It's some kind of, like you were talking about, some kind of a fungal thing that gets in your lungs, and I don't have it. But, you know, her friends kept telling her, I said, take ivermectin. Well, it's not COVID, I don't think. I said, try it. She took it, and I'm telling you, I got the first good night's sleep right after she took it, and she's been taking, slowly but surely, she took it like three doses of it, and it's gone. I hope, knock on wood, right, it's gone. I mean, she hasn't been coughing or anything, and she said, I'm just going to take that. If I even feel like something's coming, I will take it prophylactically then, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone says, well, if you eat it, you're going to die. You take too much of it. And I said, don't listen to any of that crap. She puts about enough in a pill. She takes a vitamin C capsule and dumps it out, puts it in there, and took it like that. She can't stand the taste of it. I put it on peanut butter and jelly and eat it when I take it.
It is the paste that they, is that the form that you got it in?
Right. That's the, well, it's the cheapest way to get it. There is someone around here selling it, and they want $70 for 15 of them, for 15 little pills. Well, she works in daycare, and she sees a lot children sick. I mean, I know children get sick in daycare. I know that. But in the middle of the summertime, I've never seen people with colds we really don't know. I experimented at first. I just bought this phone. This was like a year ago, a little over a year ago. And I noticed on my phone, now I went to do a Bluetooth thing, and these Mac numbers come up. Well, then I seen that on the internet. Wow. There's something, you know.
People have gotten the shot, you're saying?
I'm going to tell you what I did. This is crazy. I live out in the country. So I asked my girlfriend, because I was in the store just trying to do the Bluetooth thing, because I was in this thrift store, and I was checking out these headphones they had for like $2 or whatever, trying to match them up. And people walk by, and these numbers would pop up. A number would pop up. I go, what the hell? Yeah, this is really weird. So I got home, and late that night, my neighbors were in bed, and they've got their shot. So I walked over by their house. We live on big acres. I live out in the country. So I walked over by their house. Two numbers popped up. And, okay, that's weird. Nothing else is. So they went to Texas for 2 days. And I'd walk over in the yard and go, look, nothing. I said, write these numbers down. When they came back, those numbers popped up. They popped up. Wow. And it was so weird. Yeah, yeah. Now, they did it over. They did, you know how they update your phones? They updated my phone. And I was doing it for a while, showing people. And it's gone now. And that phone happen to have got, a lot of my phones get hacked, and I don't know why, probably from some things. They're listening to everything we do. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not everything a total is nut, but I watch these planes, and I'm starting to really believe that it's something that they're spraying. It's something that they're spraying. And you live here in Tampa, you know, if you look to the East Coast in the morning when you start seeing the chemtrails, they're coming out of Avon Park. And I know you know where that is. There's a real high security Air Force base over there. You can watch it, like three layers of security. I know someone's worked there. They walk around you with a machine gun on you. You look over here to the East Coast.
And there's a bombing range there, too.
What's that?
Or a Von Park bombing range as well.
Yeah, but there's also a high clerical Air Force. There's the Air Force base over there. I mean, when you see it coming, when you see them start to spray, they'll start coming from there. They'll put one plane out, and you'll see kind of like a dissipating behind it, what they call it. One will do that, and then the other ones will come, and I think they're drones. I really think they're drones. And they spray like crazy. Yeah, then it'll rain a little bit. Then if it rains a little bit, the next day everybody's sick. Everybody's got a scratchy throat. And I thought for a while, am I imagining this? I think it's something, well, you know, if you live here in Florida all your life like me, I've seen orange groves just go gone, and they blame that on canker or whatever. I wouldn't doubt they're spraying that. They've been breeding, killing everything.
The fruiting is a thing. Which, by the way, can be a remedy of spraying it on, by the way, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, I've been watching a lot of really interesting videos talking about things you do, all the statistics of what's going on. I recently seen a video where these guys up in Canada in hazmat suits poisoning a river. And they took the poison away from these guys, and even a game warden even got involved and really let the guys go because they didn't like what they were doing either. So they're poisoning rivers, I think. They're poisoning.
Well, that's about Bobby. We'll be right back here on the Radio Station Radio Show. Final half hour of this October 30th, 2022.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Some people need their fears. They think it makes life clear. No one's on earth alone, yet everyone's on their own. You're everything that I am, I adore. It's the reason the life's for. It's my heart that I need to be sure. Keep it pure.
Last half hour of Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner. We have Bobby on the line. Is Bobby still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Bobby. We can pick up where he left off, but I want to get back to the heavier chemtrail spraying that people with Morgellons claim, I believe, that, I mean, I believe them, that they're symptoms are aggravated more of those strange multicolored fibers that come out of their skin often. Or it feels like bugs crawling under their skin, kind of like a B sci-fi horror movie of these weird fibers coming out and moving around on their own. Kind of synthetic biology, apparently, of something that's self-assembling, kind of like the clots. They're not really blood clots from the makeup that we've seen, but the weird clots that morticians are finding they've never seen before, and those are conducting autopsies of on the COVID shot recipients. So, they're showing that these various clots even will there will be various 2, 3, 4 clots feeding into one clot, which they've never seen before. So I want to mention that, yeah, Morgellons sufferers say their symptoms are aggravated by the heavier chemtrail spraying. And Dr. Gwen Scott, I had the honor of interviewing in 2010. She's a former CNN anchor. She's a naturopathic doctor now, last I checked. And she says that while a lot of folks have gotten success from Morgellons, treating Morgellons with colloidal silver, and I would recommend ionic silver as the best form, but best thing, she says, is food-grade diatomaceous earth on an empty stomach, 1 or 2 tablespoons per day. And I'd recommend supplementing separately with prebiotics or probiotics, because the food-grade diatomaceous earth can mechanically destroy parasites, like it can mechanically or theoretically destroy the good flora in your gut. And I have a friend who said that taking it made her feel kind of congested or clogged up in her gut, so she didn't want to take it anymore. But I really feel awakened, waking, like I wake up when I take it first thing in the morning, and then I fall. It's part of my daily detoxification regimen. You can find that and more over at the detox blog over at my site, theliberationstation.com, at the blogs page of the detox blog, or just type in theliberationstation.com/detox-blog, and it'll take you to it. So that's one of the things we need to do in order to our daily regimen to help detox. And check out my daily regimen blog for that. I should be repeating those two blogs on every show, because those are the two single most important things I can think of. Then ionized water, freshly ionized alkaline water would be the third most important thing other than nutrition. So, getting enough calories, nutrition, and good water. Well, I guess water is a nutrient unto itself. So, I just wanted to mention that, Bobby, if you want to respond to that or pick up where you left off talking about people dumping toxins or maybe pesticides, and if you want to dig into that in the rivers.
I've recently seen some pretty disturbing videos of that. If you go on BitChute, you can look up Canadian government caught red-handed poisoning fish. You should still be able to find that on BitChute. I think several people have a couple of videos of that. And there's also a big lake between Poland and Germany that they don't know what's killing the fish. There's tons of fish, like 300 tons of fish. They just pictures of it. It was on their news and all that. Some mysterious thing. And then the scientist comes up, and people said that their skin was burning when they were pulling it. They had to clean the fish up, and there's something burning their skin. And then they come up and say, oh, it's a micro little fungus, like we have red tide here, but you can't even see it with the human eye, or some kind of bull crap, First they were trying to say it was the Russians poisoning them or something. But going back to Morgellons, I found out about that years ago, and it started actually here in Florida around Lady Lake. I remember the first couple that were on TV, and I was looking into that and showing people. They thought I was out of my mind. Oh, it's on TV. Well, you watch TV and you believe everything else on there. I'm just looking at this, So, and for a while on YouTube, they had all of these videos of how to get Morgellons out of your body. And I hear some crazy stories. One lady said she had some sun soap in a bathtub, and she's going to wash some of that cheap sun liquid soap. I don't know if they still sell it. And she put it in a bathtub, and a couple of alfalfa cubes fell in it that she had in there for some reason in the bathroom. And she sat in it and didn't know they were in. These things just crawled out of her and went down in the drain. I don't know. But the chemtrail stories, they had actually a lot of videos about how to overcome, how to treat chemtrail sickness and how to, the cure for it. And there was a lot of them, and then they were gone. And I still can't find it. If you type in chemtrail sickness, you'll find very few things, if you find anything at all, in places like BitChute, the other platforms that people don't even know about, really. A lot of people don't even know about Odyssey or BitChute, or nobody really gives a crap, man. It's like the world is, I don't know. But getting back to that, Jody Mitchell.
My links page. You want to check out my links page? There's near the top, because it's such an important section. our video hosting sites, free video hosting sites and streaming services, and those are designated as streaming services on that list, for folks to be able to get away from the likes of the ruthless moderation of YouTube. Now that Elon Musk has taken over Twitter, you know, that being a video hosting site as well, even though it's not on the list, it's more of a social network. So I'm wondering, you know, if he's going to reinstate some of these folks like Peter McCullough and other doctors. And maybe we could ask at the same time if they would take the porn off their site. So if we can, Elon would go ahead and do that for us.
You know, just
make it a dignified platform again. What's that?
I don't trust that guy at all, though. I mean, he's wanted to put neurochips in people. He's part of the whole machine. You know, people don't get it. But going back to that, there's a big debate between is it the spike protein, is it graphene, whatever. Yes. Maybe both. I don't know. I think on the sick end of things, where people are getting sick, is something respiratorial, something that gets into your respiratory. Something that they're spraying. Now, this vaccine, that might have the graphene in it. Well, that's got the graphene in it at all, I guess. But people are saying this spike protein, you touch people, you'll catch it, this or that or everything. I don't know. I'm starting to not have much belief. After what I've seen on my phone and other things I've heard, I think it's something more of a neurological tech thing. And you see all these people that are just spinning around and dying. They got on camera. They look up to the right and fall over and die. Fall under trains I look at a football game. I was watching a football game with my brother yesterday. I don't watch football. I mean, I was over there and I see all these young, beautiful people, thousands of people, and they're so wrapped up in that crap. They should be, and they're college students. They should care about more than a football game. They should be protesting the football game. Where's everybody at, man? I mean, it's just, you ever get that feeling like, I wish people know what I know when you're driving down the road at night and you see all the car lights, cars coming by. Well, do they know what's going on? It's like, you feel like you're alone here.
Well, that's what their objective is, to make us feel that way. So people like yourself got to just talk to average everyday people, and as well as calling in talk shows, get used to public speaking, get framing your argument and building rapport with folks, and that's, you know, believing in your own power of persuasion, so we can let them know that we're more of an ally than those pharma companies are, that have harmed them, the pharma companies, and we might have some useful tools to help improve their quality and length of life. So, I do feel sometimes alone, but... I'm not afraid of talking to anyone about this stuff, pretty much. And it's important that they don't get. That's the worst thing that I feel like the evildoers have done, and that's what Spirit tells me, is that the worst thing that the evil has done is make us feel as if we're alone and separated from each other, and that, you know, too proud or afraid to ask for help or accept help sometimes, and not recognize when we need it. So. I think you have to improve people's sense of deservedness and entitlement to the truth, as I said before, and to help.
Well, you know, I think that the cognitive dissonance is the worst disease of all. It's the worst pandemic there is. It's people are just, I think fear is a lot of people. I've talked to people and I say, so what? I know this information. What good is it going to do? I'm comfortable with my life. And I'm going to live the way I am because I can't change nothing. And then there's the fear, like this black guy who come out. And I don't even like rapping. Like, I love what he did. I love how he brings up a lot of this stuff. And everyone's after him. And everyone can see him, how they're destroying him totally, because he just wore a Black Lives Matter shirt or something. And then he started talking about the people people you're not supposed to talk about. And he didn't really say all that much. He said enough, because... people should look at that now. Maybe he's on to something. Why, you know, and all these other rappers around him are running like cockroaches in the dark, you know, like, oh, I'm not anti-Semitic or whatever. I don't know. Nice to know that there's people out there still that aren't afraid. You know, I mean, they're fixing to take our money away, okay? It's fixing to be on the card. You're going to like that when you can't? So they're walking right into that. People need to wake up, man. I mean, it's just so sad.
One way to do that, One way to do that is to let them know that, hey, you know, we're under modern-day slavery. We blacks, whites, and all ethnicities have one thing in common if we're using the Federal Reserve currency credit system, is that we're all fellow debt slaves. So, you know, what if Kanye were to have put Bankster Gangster Lives Matter on a T-shirt? Would he have been so ridiculed? Or would somebody say, he's trying to be thought-provoking there? Oh, okay.
No,
hey, look, these Bankster Gangsters, you know, they're enslaving us. You know, he could go on and explain that. I'd like to drop him a line if he could get this information out there. Is that, hey, the old times of slavery, of chattel slavery, that at least you got a place to live. Now in debt slavery, they don't give you a place to live. You know, you have to live on the street. You don't even get so much as a barn to live in. So things like the Hazard Circular, point out that from the Bank of England that show that during the Civil War that they wanted to, the Bank of England said, well, this chattel slavery thing isn't working out so well. It's not so popular. So let's transition over to debt slavery. And so, you know, they already had the first two banks, the United States, and then, of course, the Federal Reserve is the third, starting in 1913. So they are this is the third privately owned issuer of currency and credit at interest, which is unpayable with odious debt. And that's how they're enslaving us. And it's impossible to pay off the national debt when, that's being held by the Federal Reserve. They issue the principal, but never the interest when they issue a loan. So any other Federal Reserve member banks talking about, like home loans and car loans or student loans, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citibank, Citigroup. I think there might be another one. Those are our true masters right now. And, you know, those are the things that I think if Conway asked him or was asked, if we asked Kanye about if he was aware about that, I'm sure he would jump on board with it. But, often blacks will say to whites, well, you don't know about slavery. And I'll tell them, hey, I know about slavery. I guess it's you who don't know. None are so helplessly enslaved as those who are unaware they are slaves. This paraphrasing the way the saying goes. So you don't know that you're a debt slave under the much harsher circumstances with higher technology that should be allowing us to have a higher standard of living. But don't criticize me for talking about slavery when I seem to be aware of it a little bit better than most blacks you talk to about these things who, for reparations and reparations for blacks. Most of them, they don't want reparations for other ethnicities, Asians or Scottish or Irish or any of the other English or any of the other whites, lighter shades of slaves. So, that's, I just wanted to throw that in there. Is that my rant on Kanye, who are real slave masters are these days, the Bankster Gangsters.
The word.
Well, Bobby,
just
give me a brief response if you got an answer, and then you got to get on to the next call.
Well, they just banned the word globalist in England. I saw it on a news clip over in England. They don't. That's anti-Semitic to say globalist, and I think Bankster. So they got that covered too. So I'll let you go. I didn't know you had another call.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
I saw an article.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Bobby. Take care. I'm glad you're feeling better and your girlfriend as well. And I think there's a piece of advice I wanted for her. I'm going to have to revisit that here as we take Dave in New York. Good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Oh, Chris, well, since you guys were talking about the spike in amyloid clots and things, there was a study, and Rents had this article. I posted it in the chat room. That in vitro experiments showed that the spike could produce amyloid-like protein chains when from the spike right in vitro. So there's a mechanism of formation right there. And the fact that the spike is loose and produced by the mRNA in the vaccine, or the spike is on a SARS-CoV-2 particle, either of those would likely be able to produce those amyloid-type clots. And the only thing that then needs to be done is one needs to link and analyze the amyloid, the clots that are found, these white fibrous ones, and show that they are formed in the same manner and of a similar or same composition. Those are things that need to be done to gain confidence. We don't prove anything absolutely, but to gain strong confidence and evidence that of what's going on there.
And there's a video I'm just showing up on screen here. I'll mention the title over at rumble.com. The channel is frankplogman.com. I mean, Frank Plogman, P-L-O-E-G-M-A-N. Entitled John O'Looney Shows Blockages Removed from Blood Vessels of Young Man Who Died Suddenly, SADS, or Adult Death Syndrome. The man who died was triple COVID vaxxed, under 30 years old, fit, and had no comorbidities. Embalmers have been finding enormous blockages in the vessels of the dead since the second quarter of 2021. This was dated, posted July 3rd, 2022. Dave, we'll get back to you, and Fred, who's on the line, and the last segment here on Liberation Station Radio Show. Stay tuned.
Never had no need for any military aid, and I never took charge of the life brigade. I got no castle to defend or attack, but still I...
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
And we'll get back to Dave in New York. Dave in New York, we'll get back to you. I just wanted to point out that John O'Looney's mortician or undertaker's been finding these blood clots for a while, showing the videos, and I was just showing up on screen of one of the samples where these blood clots are so tangled they look like roots of something, like ginseng or something. But go ahead, Dave. Finish up real quick.
The other point is about, those people come out with some ideas and they broadcast it widely on the internet. And one of these examples is Karen Kingston made a Substack and she's claiming that Rentz is saying that she's claiming that the spike protein and SARS-CoV-2 both don't exist based on nothing. What she's doing is citing some patents about some AI or quantum dot technology. This stuff's been around for a long time. Patents are fictitious imaginations and inventions. They prove nothing other than that somebody had an idea.
They don't have to be proven to function. Right, they don't need to be proven feasible or functional.
To make a claim that something's existing in the vaccines without any measurements of it, without any observation of it, is ludicrous. That's ludicrous. Mm-hmm. So I don't think she even gave any evidence. If I was going to talk anything like she's talking, I would say, well, look at these people who had fluorescent arms and hands and stuff. Well, there's some kind of evidence of something related to what she's talking about. But, let's not go wild with these ideas and spread them around to people that are unsuspecting. And, it's kind of like Jane Ruby said that there's graphene oxide 90% present. Come on. It wasn't there 90%. That's a misinterpretation of what La Quinta Columna said, or they said it wrong, or they said it in Spanish and we couldn't read it. Some of these things are just not possible. And we need to... Not jump to get the news out when the news is wrong.
My official opinion for the audience is that I don't have a lab, I don't have a electron microscope, I don't know, but I tend to think that there are multiple viri or exosomes, at least. People with suppressed immune systems, low antioxidant levels would be a lot more susceptible to it. It'd be like a messenger delivering a bad news to a group that want to kill the messenger. If they're a sick, poor, malnourished, frantic group, but if you tell someone else the bad news who can handle it, then you're going to find maybe that they're just going to handle it more rationally and sensibly. So that's not what I think the purposes of viruses, also known as exosomes, are. In my opinion, I know that there's been no electron microscope showing a virus
very different
infiltrating
things,
a cell.
Very
so that's and, my opinion, yeah. and it's an ongoing debate that a lot of people can...
You're welcome to call back, mention the people in the debate
and what they're saying and why you contest it. So, it's interesting to pay attention to anything that's new like that. You're Karen Kingston at all. So I appreciate that, Dave. We should talk sometime on the phone more. Fred in Michigan, do you have just something to say in the last few seconds?
Yeah, Chris. There's a guy in Largo, Florida, hopefully still his name, Richard Moniz. I think it's M as Mike O-N Nancy A-S.
We're finishing up the show. Can you say it in 5 seconds?
Richard Moniz.
Get in touch with me. I'm sorry, Fred. Get in touch with me over at liberationstation@protonmail.com. Sorry, Fred. Or call back next week. This is Chris Steiner, Liberation Station Radio Show. Thanks for listening. Thank you for expressing yourself, even if it's in your own solitude of your own home, experiencing the natural radiance of your own soul. Until next time, Sundays, 10 a.m. to noon Central, take great care.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.